Next on the 5 o'clock report.
We didn't even need to wear that many layers.
I'm exchanging a Penn State hoodie. Bought the same thing 3 years in a row.
This is legitimate 5G, 2 gigs per second, which is just bonkers.
Hello, now, let's go to the newsroom.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Sarah Harnish in for Bob Price, and we're going to start with the weather this afternoon. High temperatures making holiday travel easy in New York and Pennsylvania. It's going to be anticlimactic to travel tonight and will remain that way if you're coming home from the holidays Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save a bit of rain. We've got highs in the 50s, but by next Wednesday, we're in the 30s with snow on the docket by the end of next week. California doesn't have it so easy, though. They got 2 feet of the white stuff, and not in Northern California, but in the South. Snow shut down entire highways in San Francisco.
The snow just got heavier and heavier, huge flakes, winds from the west. Just got too thick for my wife's car to make it through.
They might be getting hammered in California, but at Blue Mountain Ski Resort in Carbon County, Pennsylvania, they have to make the snow with temperatures at 59 degrees today.
We didn't even need to wear that many layers, you know, and it's just been great. It's not windy. It's Bluebird Day, as you call it.
Snowmakers worked all night to make sure the trails would be ready.
Actually able to open up 3 more trails for today, so we're up to 26 trails, which is the most open in Pennsylvania.
Hope I just don't fall. It's my goal.
It's really fun because I'm pretty good and I go down blacks sometimes, and it's really scary sometimes too.
8-year-old Grady Noble told WNAP he was confident in his skiing skills. It is one of the busiest weeks of the year for Blue Mountain Ski Resort. 5,500 people on the slopes in a single week at that resort in Carbon County, Pennsylvania. If you're not on the slopes, you're likely returning some gifts. Retailers say you will return or exchange 1 in 2 presents under the tree this year.
I'm exchanging a Penn State hoodie for my son. He reminded me I bought the same thing 3 years in a row, so I told him he could come and pick what he wanted.
The season of shopping not quite over yet in New York and Pennsylvania.
I am returning a sweater for my brother who unfortunately got the wrong size, and here I am.
Retailers say the post-Christmas sales are giving small businesses an extra boost this week.
I wanted to show my friend here who's visiting from New York City the great buys on boots, and so we had a fun time in the shoe department.
Another thing you can do with your unwanted gifts and toys is donate them to places like American Rescue Workers Thrift Store in Milton, Pennsylvania.
There is a lot of people that come in here, like a child that maybe wouldn't get as much. They could get that toy and be able to enjoy it.
Consider donating gifts instead of re-gifting to help the less fortunate. Emergency crews remain at the scene of an explosion that injured about a dozen people at a Beechcraft airplane plant in Wichita. Authorities say a nitrogen tank exploded this morning, causing part of the building to collapse. About a dozen people are being treated for injuries. Low visibility and blustery winds are hindering the search for a missing helicopter in Hawaii. There were 7 passengers on board when it failed to report to its base last night. The Coast Guard was doing a tour off the coast of Kauai. The helicopter had an electronic locator inside, but so far, no signals have been received. Now to a 30-second Trump impeachment update. At least one Senate Republican does not like Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's strategy of teaming up with the White House on the impeachment process.
The criticism leveled this week by Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski has given Democrats hope that the GOP leader will step back from his coordination with the White House. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Mitch McConnell is sabotaging this proceeding.
Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana called the impeachment process in the House as rigged as a carnival ring toss.
I want people to walk away saying the Senate gave everyone due process and an opportunity to be heard, because they can't say that in the House.
Negotiations on the path forward in the Senate remain on ice through the holiday break.
From impeachment all the way to the FDA, they have just announced that they are officially beginning the process that will lead to the minimum age to purchase tobacco being raised to 21 years old. President Trump signed a funding bill last week with a new mandate. The Food and Drug Administration has 6 months to adjust its policies and then 90 days to implement them. And you may have heard this on the Broadway stage.
Hello, darling.
The man that wrote Hello, Dolly, one of Broadway's legendary songwriters, has passed away. Jerry Herman died Thursday night at a Miami hospital. He says his parents' investment in him changed his life. He got introduced to theater as a teenager after his parents took him to Broadway shows. Jerry Herman was 88 years old. Now let's get a check of the weather forecast with our own in-house meteorologist, Kevin Williams.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for this afternoon. It's mild, a little breezy, cloudy skies, a couple of rain showers, and high temperatures mid-40s to the mid-50s, dropping into the 30s tonight, some leftover clouds. Tomorrow, some sunshine, cooler, drier, high in the 40s. Sunday, thickening clouds with late day rain and high temperatures in the 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Next at 5, what were the top news events of 2019? Well, the Family Life News team takes a look back at the stories that made headlines the past 12 months.
Senate will be in order.
Will you all please raise your right hand?
As we begin this new Congress, the American people need Democrats and Republicans to work together.
We really cannot resolve this until we open up government.
I am very proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown.
The calls for Governor Ralph Northam to resign are growing.
I am not either of the people in that photo.
And there it is. The dynasty continues.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champs once again.
The state of our union is strong.
You have to watch the entire video of what happened with these kids from Covington.
An encounter between Kentucky high school students and a Native American elder triggered nationwide outrage.
It is the coldest it has been in decades.
It's called a polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
The polar vortex.
This is the fight of our lives.
Bernie Sanders announcing that he's running for president again.
We want to take you now to Newark, New Jersey.
I'm Cory Booker and I'm running for president.
They call me Mayor Pete. I am running for president of the United States.
Now to what could be a major development in the Jussie Smollett case.
I think this city is still owed an apology.
President Trump arriving in Vietnam.
The president's longtime fixer and personal attorney.
I know what Mr. Trump is.
Michael Cohen.
The Phillies sign Bryce Harper.
The alleged ringleader of a massive college admission scam.
The operation dubbed Varsity Blues.
Brand new 737 Maxes have been grounded.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage of the attacks in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Notre Dame Cathedral is on fire.
I've got stage 4 cancer, not stage 1 for sissies.
Why are you making me laugh about
it? Well, what else are we going to do?
Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Any doubted we'd ever see it, here it is.
The return to glory.
Congratulations, Tiger. Unbelievable.
It was just announced. There was no collusion with Russia. This was an illegal takedown.
This goes to the heart of everything we've been talking about, the collusion and cover-up.
There's a very strong argument to be made that this is a high crime or misdemeanor for which impeachment may be a possibility.
The Republican Party has surrendered to Russia.
Robert Mueller will appear today. He's going to take questions for the first time.
After nearly 2 years of investigation, the special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign colluded.
There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
Rose Lavelle might have won the World Cup for the United States.
Stepping across that line was a great honor.
President Trump became the first American president to set foot in North Korea.
Thousands and thousands of people chanting Free Hong Kong.
Multi-millionaire and politically connected money manager Jeffrey Epstein.
I wanted to talk about the death of Mr. Epstein.
He's a guy that there are probably 50 very important people that have a motive to kill him.
Baseball legend Frank Robinson has died.
Bill Buckner died today.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag!
British actor Albert Finney has died.
I love you, Daddy Warbucks.
All I can do is just low and go,
Norton.
It was nearly impossible not to laugh at Tim Conway.
There she goes.
What a funny comedian.
Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most beloved stars, passing away.
Whatever will be, will be.
She could do it all.
Fans, loved ones, and former colleagues are mourning the loss of veteran actor Rip Torn.
Sad news this morning. Take me home. Eddie Money has passed.
Author and Nobel laureate Toni Morrison died last night.
The shots are going do, 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 do.
This is an NBC News special report. We're coming on the air this morning with breaking news from Dayton, Ohio. Breaking news.
The Patriots just released Antonio Brown.
Former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is recovering this morning.
This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable.
Yeah. Hey guys, you know what? America does not want to witness a food fight.
Yeah, this reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington.
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
If a Republican ever did what Joe Biden did, they'd be getting the electric chair.
Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? You should be looking at Trump.
It's better to be on TV than by phone.
Yeah.
That is grounds for impeachment.
We can't talk about impeachment. When can we talk about impeachment?
This impeachment talk has accelerated.
It's a joke. Impeachment for that?
Take a look at that call. It was perfect.
Mr. Kanye West.
And I've given my life to Jesus Christ and I work for God.
Dorian, one of the strongest storms ever formed in the Atlantic.
The Bahamas are dealing with an unprecedented crisis.
You don't get hurricanes like that often.
Absolute devastation.
3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
The House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. No one is above the law.
Speaker Pelosi happens to be the Speaker of this House, but she does not speak for America when it comes to this issue.
American troops are pulling back to make way for Turkey's planned invasion of northern Syria.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
This is a great day for America. This is a great day for the world.
Baghdadi hiding in a tunnel, a dog chasing him.
Several Americans, mothers and their children, ambushed and killed in Mexico.
Codename Crossfire Hurricane.
The conservative narrative of a deep state out to get Donald Trump.
And imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if they can do this to the candidate for the president of the United States, what could they do to you?
The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested.
Charging Donald J. Trump with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
You don't need Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out. We have the evidence.
They're going to impeach, not because they have the evidence, but because they hate the president.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
This will be the first impeachment we've ever seen that is completely political.
This is the day the nation is weaker.
They don't like the 63 million people who voted for this president. And they dislike us so much they're willing to weaponize the government.
We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office.
Times 2019 Person of the Year.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
It's Greta Thunberg.
We will get Brexit done.
The man once dismissed as a grandstanding clown vindicated.
We did it. We pulled it off, didn't we? We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock.
President Trump and China look to be making a deal.
The president of the United States has secured a deal with China.
God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
. 2019, what a year it was. An incredible tribute to the news over the past year, put together by our own Bob Price. Now, just a reminder, you can listen to the Year in Review special report next Tuesday, New Year's Eve at noon, and again at 5 on your favorite Family Life station.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
As we head into this final weekend of 2019, here's something to be thinking about. How will you change your financial behavior in the new year? Will you save more? Will you spend less? Will you try to be more generous? I'm not talking about thinking in vague generalities. I want you to think specifically. If you want to save more, how much more? Put a number to it. Say $200 a month. Then think about how you're going to accomplish that. My point is that thinking vaguely won't work. We have to think specifically and take specific actions. One more thing. Tell someone else what your plans are and ask that person to hold you accountable. A specific goal, a specific plan, and then accountability. That's how you change your financial behavior.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
This is Sarah Harnish in for Bob Price, and you are listening to the 5 o'clock report. Let's get one last check of the weather forecast.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for this afternoon. It's mild, a little breezy, cloudy skies, a couple of rain showers, and high temperatures mid-40s to the mid-50s, dropping into the 30s tonight, some leftover clouds. Tomorrow, some sunshine, cooler, drier, high in the 40s. Sunday, thickening clouds with late day rain and high temperatures in the 40s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally, at 5, Verizon Wireless has just launched a full 5G network at all Bills and Sabres games in Buffalo.
Very exciting news. This is our 16th NFL stadium and our 5th indoor arena where we've rolled out 5G this year, so we're really excited about that.
David Weissman with Verizon says New Era Field and KeyBank Center First in Western New York will have full Verizon 5G wireless access as of today. How fast is 5G?
This is legitimate 5G. So I've been traveling around the country. We've been in many of the 31 cities doing, you know, field tests out there, and we're seeing the 5G network that we're deploying on millimeter wave getting well above a gigabit per second, which is really unheard of in a wireless network. It's faster than most people have internet connectivity in their home. In some places, we're seeing it approach 2 gigs per second, which is just bonkers.
No word yet if it's coming to other areas in upstate New York. This is the first time it's been available anywhere in Buffalo. And that is the world that we live in. Thank you for joining me. This is Sarah Harnish, and you're listening to News on Family Life.